Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, After Buzzers, and welcome to the after show for the Real Housewives of Orange County. We're finding Jesus and recapping every moment of the finale. But don't worry, there's more to come with the recaps, with the reunion, so.
Amen, Grant.
We're not going anywhere.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Holla, hallelujah.
Holla and hallelujah.
Okay, I'm here now.
Good. Okay. Oh, Christy. I'm work it out.
I'm your lead pastor this evening, Grant. You can find me on Twitter, Grants_rants. The disciples are here.
Oh my gosh, I love this. We are thematic to the end, everybody. And
truly.
My name is Christy Olsen, and you guys can all tweet me your positive proverbs at Christy Reports.
Wow. There we have it.
I feel like I need to carry it on, ladies.
Keep it going.
I'm Allison Dean, and if you'd like, you can also tweet or Instagram or whatever you want to do with me, at the Allison Dean.
All right. And I'm Blake V, and I'm going to bring this on home, and all you choir angels can sing to at Blake V Media on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes.
There you go.
And that has been your sermon.
Yes. There we have it.
Okay. And now for the announcements. Just kidding. We're going to break down the show like we
back in the game, guys. All right.
Tonight's episode, Baptism by Fire. Tamara is ready to go with this baptism. She keeps mentioning it like it's like a new surprise. Like she has to keep explaining several times why she's getting this done.
What a baptism is.
Yeah, and right. Why she's getting it.
Yes.
We got it. So she's starting over and all that. And then everyone's showing up to this wonderful hotel. Have you been there before, Blake?
I haven't, no. Actually.
Which one was it?
It was like the Bay. I think they showed like the sign of
something
the Bay,
Bay
Newport Bay.
Club?
Yeah, Bay Club, maybe.
Balboa something.
Balboa Bay Club.
Yeah,
that was it. There we have it.
And then we had it pointed out to us that it's very OC. Oh, yes, this is very OC.
Well, both.
They just say it a couple times to let us know. Like, okay, it's great. We're
listen,
good.
When you're
we
getting baptized
confused.
In a pool,
yeah.
We know you're very OC.
Yeah. There
that's
you go.
True.
Yeah.
That's true. So it looks good, and everyone's just showing up and Shannon. It's kind of like almost like a pre little like recap of where everybody is. Like Shannon's like, yeah, everything's good. It's like, wow, say that again. Everything's good, huh?
I know. With this finale, it's like every issue that the season started out with has been flipped on its head. Mm-hmm. I feel like where we started is the complete opposite of where we are today.
Woofta.
Right?
Amen.
But I want to point out, too, that last season, things were on the up and up with those two. Mm-hmm. Only to have this affair be very much a real thing, just not pointed out on the show, and even all the women knew about it. So it's like, I really do hope the best for them. But last season ended on a high note for them. We saw where that went all season.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's true.
But I feel like everything's good now, but that's what we're led to believe.
Yeah. Hmm. Very true.
Although I've been following her on Instagram all year. Yeah. And, no, she takes a lot of happy selfies. I don't know. I believe it.
Yeah.
I think she's good.
No, I want, and I want to.
Okay.
I want to.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If she's not happy, she really wants to be.
Right.
Definitely. Sometimes that's what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right. Glass half full. Come
think
on.
It, then be it.
Nice.
See?
We're like so inspirational tonight.
Think to win.
It's like...
Is Pastor Mike here?
I know. In spirit.
And there he is! No. Sadly,
well,
no.
Well, then...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
No, they showed up, then Vicky showed up, she was on high alert, she said, of course, Brooks is not there. This woman should have started drinking the minute she showed up, because she was so, I was like tense watching her, and this was taped
Vicky.
Months ago. Vicky.
Yeah, yeah.
She had this weird energy, she was, the way she was carrying herself, she was a mess the whole time. I don't think she's going to be happy with how she came off in this episode at all.
Oh, I don't think so either. It was hard to take, I feel like, many mm-hmm. things that were said and what she did, and just overall disappointing a little bit. Mm-hmm. I hate to use that word, but truly, like
her
it was...
Whole, all of her behavior?
Yes, like yeah. just the whole thing. From the beginning to the end, you know?
I thought it was just interesting when Tamra started talking to her in the limo. Am I jumping too far ahead to bring this up?
Well,
right now?
No, go for it. Go ahead.
I'm like, oh,
it's an observation.
We
Why
won't
not?
Crucify you.
Thank you so much, Christy. No, I just thought it was really interesting how surprised Vicky seemed when Tamra was sort of delivering all the facts about the PET CT scan and how it doesn't happen there. And then suddenly Vicky's wheels were turning in her head a little bit mm-hmm. as though she was like, oh, whoa, whoa, wait. Like, she really did look surprised mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. not aware and didn't know how to react to
she
it.
She didn't know.
At
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I thought that was interesting.
Completely interesting.
Yeah, I found her to be pretty calculated throughout
yes!
the episode. I think she definitely was in an emotional state
yes.
that we don't usually see her in, but she was still trying really hard to make sure that she was
yeah.
keeping her
yeah.
wheels together so
yes.
that they could spin in the right direction.
Totally.
Right?
And I really think that Vicky is a manipulator. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, the whole time, I mean, really this whole season, not even just this episode, but the whole season, I truly think that she believed it would be fairly easy to, like, get the girls to kind of, like, toe the line and, like, just kind of fall
yeah.
into place the way she played them.
She expected it.
Right. And just yeah. kind of say this, say that, tell someone to do something for everyone else and get everyone all lined up and that it would just fall into place for her. And now that it's not, and they're really coming hard for her and,
yeah.
like, trying to find everything out and find the truth of it all, she, like, is surprised, truly, and, like, can't take it and is just like, what is happening? I was going to get everyone to do what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was season 10 and she's the OG of the OC, and I feel like you're right. She thought she was going to come in and
yeah.
run the show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Write the script.
Yes.
I'm
yeah.
a big Vicky fan. In fact, before the show started, I would send gifts to my friends and be like, I am her. Like, I am this woman. Like, if I identify the Day of the Housewives, it would be her. But, I mean, she's getting kind of hard to defend. However, I'm still a fan of Vicky, and I'm going to chalk it up to just her towing the line for someone that's just not worth paying attention to.
I'm with mm-hmm. you, Grant. Yes. I thought visually she looked her best this season.
Yeah.
She had great...
Oh, completely agree.
She looked great.
She looked
season.
Lovely
yeah.
this whole entire
Truly.
Season.
Truly. Whenever they did a flashback, I was like, wow, Vicky looks great now.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I'm
really?
Right there with you.
Yeah. Anyway.
Fully agree.
Although I did have a moment when all the housewives were standing outside of the hotel and she was in the car and like... And she was just too good to be bothered, and she just didn't want to do it anymore. It reminded me of that fool Nene, when all the antics she played, but she couldn't participate in things.
Right.
When the going got tough, I don't have much respect
the
for that.
The diva behavior.
Yeah, and it's not only that. Like, you're a part of an ensemble show, A. B, you're a long-standing housewife, both of them.
Yeah.
You get paid good money to sit around and argue. You get paid to be a bitch.
Do it!
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's the finale. I'm expecting it. And these women know that this baptism is the final finale for this season. It's not a surprise. mean, it's all set that way. They have to know how many episodes and how many things are going to be booked. I mean, like, they're not, you know, it's a produced show. It has to be.
Right, yeah. And that's why they had Tammy and Lynn and everybody else there that we like.
Yeah, brought everyone back.
Yeah, so the choir was performing. Lynn looking very virginal in a white dress. I say that with my eyes very
Everyone looking very virginal.
Everyone. Truly. Yeah, everyone.
Yes. And Lizzie's lost some weight, I feel like. I was thinking that looking at her Instagram lately, but she looked very thin.
She was in her favorite color.
That's right. Everyone wearing her favorite color.
But this time it was finally fitting. This was the one she should wear white to.
I love
it. It would have been so funny if she showed up in like
not white.
Yeah. It would have been so good.
I love that you bring it up. Like, you consistently monitored this girl's wardrobe. Yeah. I love it. I think it's great.
I pay attention.
Well, and it was just so blatant. Like, every single time we saw her, she was in white. Mm-hmm. White. Yeah.
She
always
did
white.
Look slim, though. I'm with you on that. She looked a little... She looked more svelte than we've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like white is, I mean, obviously visually identifiable. But aside from visually, I feel like I recognize white all the time because I'm horrified to wear it all the time.
Yes.
Because I'm like... The mess master. Like, I'll sit on something or bump into something or
spill
like
my coffee.
Scrape against something, lean on something, and my white will be ruined 10 minutes after I leave the house.
Oh,
So I am like not a white wearer for all of those reasons.
Right.
So anyone who is like brave enough to wear white
everywhere. I applaud you, Lizzie.
I'm like, wow.
Yes.
Brave lady.
They must have a high dry cleaning bill.
Clearly.
Because whenever I wear white, I'm like, all right, I'm wearing this. It's one and done.
Yeah, one and done.
Yeah,
buy it cheap because it's not lasting.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Lizzie's friend Tamara was not even concerned about getting her bronzer all over. Who wears bronzer when you're wearing something white?
Oh yeah,
right.
This truly was a brave occasion.
More, was it like a spray tan bronzer thing?
I wonder.
I don't know.
I didn't see any rubbing.
I think she said spray tan.
They get in OC. They get different levels of spray tan than anywhere else in the world. I think it's like it's a different caliber.
Tan.
There's different. Yeah. Amenities
with different levels of adhesion
and bronzer.
Like, it won't rub off like everyone else's spray tan.
Won't baptize off.
Right.
Yes. Exactly.
Baptism proof. Yes. Spray tan. Yes. You pay extra for that kind.
Let's talk about the baptism because I thought it was very well done and it was soapy the way they had like the water overlaid with all these flashbacks from Tamara from over the years of the drama being upset up to present day. And I thought it was kind of a nice retrospective on Tamara, who's been on the show for a while, and she's definitely a fan favorite. Some people love to hate her more than love her, I guess. But I like Tamara, and I thought it was just really well done. What did you think of the actual ceremony?
I liked it. I did like it. I mean, I feel like it was exactly how I thought it was going to be. Truly. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought that it was going to be just, like, a small ceremony, kind of got it done, and then like, a party afterwards. She didn't go really too crazy, because she could have made, like, a spectacle of it, and I don't think she did. She kept it kind of, you know, kind of realistic and mellow and lovely, and I thought it was great. And I really liked that montage, too. Mm-hmm. I think that was Bravo's best cinematic moment.
Yes.
Oh. Yes, agreed.
If I do say so.
They outsourced that, guys.
I mean, it was deep. It was lovely, and, yeah, I was in.
Someone did their research. They pulled back the layers of Tamara. I agree.
And literally the layers on their editing program. Like, it was full and
it was
complete and wonderful.
There.
Well, it needed to be kind of phenomenal because we've been waiting all season to see if this was, like, viable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ever since that, I thought she's getting baptized and it's on camera and the whole... But this did seem really legit. It was a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and everyone seemed to be really touched by the whole thing. I mean, she was touched. Everyone else was very affected. So it was lovely. Go Tamara.
Yeah. That was great.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, that didn't stop all the Brooks talk from the episode from happening. Right away, Heather is coming up defending her husband with a new story associated with the cancer.
Like, where did that come from?
Like, yeah. Like,
you'd think we'd have heard this before, but we didn't. Brand new.
So, basically, I wrote it down. There's a story about, I'll make sure I got it right. The story about Brooks feeling sick from the chemo, where they had to call Terry, who then sent over a colleague to set up an IV drip inside Vicky's house. Vicky told Shannon and Brianna this, and then denied ever knowing anything about it, and her excuse was that maybe I'm traveling. And it's like,
what?
What?
Yeah, I have so many issues on so many levels with all of this.
It just that doesn't add up.
No,
and again, you could see the calculation on her face as she was being told this.
Yeah. She definitely looked like, how do I respond to this?
Like, not completely surprised. No. Like, her face was sort of like, how do I get out of this one?
Right.
Like, it wasn't like true shock, like, oh, what?
Like the pet CT scan.
Yeah.
That looked like true shock.
Yes. Vicky had the varying levels of reaction tonight.
Yeah.
Because you know what? She's catching herself on all these. I feel like she's going, dang it, Vicky, you overlooked that one. Or like, oh, you slipped up on that. Like, and we called to make sure they do the scans. What is wrong with you, Vicky?
Yes.
You're better than that. And Christy and I looked at each other at a point, too, where when Vicky entered the baptism, everybody said, where's Brooks? Or Heather said, where's Brooks or something? She goes, oh, he's at home watching the fight. And then later, they were like, where are you running off to so quickly? She always has to run off, and I don't like that. I don't understand why she's always in such a hurry.
I hate when people do that.
Hate it. So she had to run off, and then someone else said, where are you going to? She goes, oh, I'm going to a party where Brooks is at. Well, is he at a party, or was he watching the game? Or the fight, rather.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like, you know, get your story straight. It's one night. You've only been here an hour, at least. Tell the same story.
Yeah.
Tamara said it was rude, and I agree with her.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I mean, that's a special moment for her. They're supposed to be such tight friends.
Exactly. Yeah. And Vicky made such a deal about how touched she was and how she loved it and was so, you know, thankful to be witness to all of this. And then what was more important to her was rushing off to this other party. No matter what the other party was, what was it that was so important that, you know, she needed to just bypass Tamara's baptism?
She didn't want to be there.
It's bad.
Yeah, I agree. I have a family member in my close family area, and they do this stuff all the time, and it's just, I could see it playing out the way Vicky was doing it. I could just see it playing out where it's like they wouldn't be anywhere else.
Yeah,
they're so happy to be there. It means so much to them, but they've got somewhere to be, and it's like, we gotta roll with this. Let's go. Like, and that's exactly how she was, and to me, it's very disingenuous. That's been my experience with being on the receiving end of something like that. And it's like, really?
And
you're really not happy to be here if you got to leave?
Right.
Totally. And even on this show, Vicky seems to be the only one who's consistently in a hurry for everything. She's too busy for everything. You always catch her saying, I have to get back to work. I have to go to this. I have to go to that. I have to leave. I have
hurry
to go to
up the IV.
Yeah. I mean, even with Brooks, she's too busy for him. She's got, like, she's always got, it's like she's frantic. She's just like, she's like ADHD or something. I don't know what it is. She can't just chill and appreciate and relax a moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, not to be outdone, Megan jumps in and she has to say, look, by him being sick, I know you were all over this, Christy.
Genius.
Yeah, what did she say? So along the lines of with him demonstrating inability to work.
Yes, legally, when you have an inability to work, that also gets you out of paying child support because you can't earn money, so you have zero earnings, so you owe
I was
zero
like,
child support.
OMG.
Right? I'm like, she's got it all figured out again.
How good of a point was this to bring up?
It was a very good point. And all the ladies, when that was revealed, it was like,
it was like, ding.
No
light bulb.
Right? No one, and just now, even us, no one defended Brooks and said, oh, come on. We all, including the ladies, are like, oh, yeah, that's it.
Yep,
that's it.
That's the one.
Because we've been looking for a reason. That's been the whole thing. Why would someone lie about having cancer? And, oh, maybe storyline. Oh, to maybe get the girls on board. Maybe to get Brianna on board. But this not having to pay child support thing is like a legit actual reason that you could be like, okay, I see it.
I know. It makes me like just shrivel. It's so bad.
This could get ickier.
I know.
Icky.
It's like getting worse even. And then the thing really is that if Vicky is really, you know, in on all of this, like, God forbid, this would be, like, the most horrible news. But if she really is in on all of this, she is the first one to get super angry at someone else's parenting skills. And she, you know, yelled at Megan and said, oh, you're not raising that stepdaughter right. Or, you know.
Slade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Everybody. Like, she's the first to.
She called her own daughter a shit stirrer tonight.
That was one of the worst things she's ever said.
Really.
I was
really.
Like,
I mean, and she is the first to throw somebody else's parenting skills under the bus. So then when she is defending someone else's poor parenting, like, that's just like mind-blowing to me.
Mm-hmm. She has a tendency to sometimes project, though, I think. And in her defense this season, I think that, you know, obviously stressful situations affect people differently. Obviously the death of her mother was something very traumatic. Now obviously the Brooks cancer thing was a story that had already been happening, so you know, but she may have just really been overwhelmed and just lost her mind a little bit after her mother died.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I mean, it's possible.
It is possible. Yeah.
Well, I love that you showed the other side to it.
Right.
It's necessary for this.
It's possible. I'm not saying that's the reason, but, you know, it's something to consider.
Mm-hmm. We're always saying that she's projecting and she's deflecting. She was even the one tonight to say, oh, deflection, deflection, deflection. I'm like, oh, you're deflecting the deflection. But I'm glad you brought that up because, I mean, that's true. We have to remember to have a semblance of sympathy towards her. Mm-hmm. But we saw a little clip of the reunion, just a tiny little, we wanted more, but they wouldn't give it.
And Bravo.
Andy was talking about how he got an email from a former housewife that he's whipping out. Now he's the one whipping out the emails at the reunion. So we're wondering if that's maybe Gretchen and that she has something to say about Vicky being all over Slade for not paying his child support.
I definitely think it is.
Come on!
I mean, and talk about, like, karma, right? I mean,
now you sound like Gretchen.
Well, I mean, truly, though, I mean, if this isn't, like, the biggest helping of karma, it's just, like, Vicky is the first to just, like, you know, talk about crucifying somebody. She's the first to get on anybody else for their parenting in various degrees.
Yeah.
And then now, if she's defending the one person who, if it is true that he's, you know, trying to evade, you know, taking care of his kids or anything like that, she's defending that? It's just shocking. Like, I couldn't even...
Yeah.
Make sense of it.
See, I still view Vicky at this point still as a victim. She's making the decision to go along with this for whatever it is, for whatever reason. But I can just see her selling this as playing the victim card, that she was trying to be a loyal girlfriend and she was with him during a bad time and he was fighting something. I don't know. I just feel like she's going to be able to turn it around to better her image. I don't know how, but she will.
She could get away with that.
I don't think that you're wrong about that. I mean, I certainly think that depending on what happens for another season, she knows, she's smart. She knows how to...
Well, and she's a master manipulator. Yeah, that's what's gotten her into this mess in the first place. Yeah. It's probably going to get her back out. Mm-hmm. So,
You guys mentioned earlier that the whole thing when they talked about the child support, everything just seemed icky and at all.
Yes,
all the women agreed; they were all uncomfortable except Meg, and she's like, "Oh, I'm not uncomfortable at all."
I thought that was so funny.
I love that moment.
Cheers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, let's do it then. That's a great point.
Yeah.
Let's move on to our cheers and jeers segments, the little moments that popped out to us, the highs and lows of tonight's episode. So, Blake, do you want to go first?
Sure. I do. Okay, so my cheers was starting at Tamara's baptism. I really enjoyed it, and I thought it was really lovely. I believed it. I think she's found the Lord. And I really liked her little after party, too, and how she had her angel food cake, and her devil's food cake. I just thought that was
nice
really
touch.
Cute and clever,
yes.
Right? Like, only Tamara.
Yes.
You know?
Although, I was trying to figure out the devil's food cake one. I was like, well, okay, what's making it was there...
It was like spikes and like darkness. Like,
it's like a dark chocolate cake.
I wanted to see like fire coming off of
it. Yeah.
Maybe it was like drawn
Where's
in the middle
the fire?
And we didn't see.
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it was spicy cake.
There's your fire.
Ooh,
okay.
Well, we have seen more extreme desserts on Housewives.
Yes.
The sculptures and so, I think they could have been
The cake
up.
With the bow.
But it wasn't an
occasion to be a spectacle, and I think she proved it. Like, she really just kept it, you know, lovely, and I don't know, like, I thought it was appropriate. Totally tasteful. I bought it. It was good. I liked the cake choices.
Cheers to that.
Well done. Yeah.
Cheers!
And then, my jeers is to... I'm like, we're still happy. We've got to not
be
happy.
That was a really good one. Yay. Yeah.
My jeers is to Vicky at the end when she unleashed her Brianna Esther comment.
That's my jeers.
I think it might be all our jeers, quite honestly.
That was like, no.
It was a bad moment. Yeah. I mean, for, you know, really just tossing everyone under the bus one by one, you know, and then it came to her daughter. And she could have said nothing, but she didn't. She went and called her a name, and Brianna's going to see that. And, like, how would you feel if your mother said that? I mean, it would be horrible.
She did it knowingly on national TV.
Yeah.
It's one thing to say it in front of people and then start doing it under the bus, but you're doing it on a national level.
Oh, I'm sure Brianna is going to literally not let her,
it's going to be bad.
Yeah. I'm sure there's words that are going to happen with that.
Totally. Allison, what are your cheers and jeers?
Well, that was my jeers. my cheers, I guess, could be a combo quote of, you know, Megan representing in that comment where, you know, she's clearly always comfortable with delivering Bible. yes. And I think, though, also shared with Heather. Heather delivered a lot of, you know, consistent moments of clarity and truth.
As she does. Mm-hmm.
And she's appreciated her moments tonight of all that. So cheers to you, Heather.
Mm-hmm. Cheers to Heather. Yay. Yes.
And Megan.
I got thinking when we go towards this, you know, the reunions, we're going to have to give out some superlatives to these ladies, I think. Oh. Some like of them have kind of made some strides, and others have gone in the opposite direction. So we should probably give those out. I think this, it's been a colorful cast. What are your cheers and cheers?
Our own little Real Housewives Awards.
Yes.
I like that. Well, my cheers go to Pastor Mike. Yay! He did not pass up the opportunity to get in there with those ladies. I'm sure he's gunning for his own TV show. Because he was right in there like, oh, do you want me to go talk to
them? On OWN
like,
or something?
Wouldn't that be a great show? Yeah. Right? You like send the housewives to me and I talk about their problems.
Yeah.
So cheers. Yeah. Cheers to Pastor Mike for not passing up that opportunity.
Did you notice though he disappeared the minute like Shannon showed
up? Really got crazy.
Yeah, when it was crazy, it was like, where'd he go? Usually they show them walk off for like consistency purposes, but no, he was out of there.
One man can only do so much, people. That's right. I'd be out of there too.
That's right. That's right. And my cheers are going to go also to Vicky for saying that about Brianna. I have other things I could think of for just not be the same as everyone else, but I'm not going to do that because that was the most horrible, terrible thing she could ever say.
I know. I think that might be a unanimous cheers.
Well, my cheers are, it was the line where Shannon says, what is this, the Godfather at the limousine where they have to go one at a time and talk to her? Because I thought it was great because at that point in the interview, you knew she was like so pissed. It was a classic Shannon. She was like so flustered and she's like, what is this? And she, at this point, she has no respect
for
me.
That was a good impression.
That's like, yeah, really good.
What is this? It's like me or my grandmother or Shannon. What are the three? And of course, my cheers go to just Vicky being a mess, but I really want to give cheers to Vicky's posse.
Those people.
All of them. There's one with the big blown out lips in the car. I'm not making fun of people's appearances, but I'm just saying it was a motley crew. I mean, I don't know who these people were. And then, of course, you know, her brother Billy just seemed like a sweet guy. And, you know, unfortunately, it seems like he was kind of taken advantage of, and I don't know who the hell he's dating.
Yeah, Grant, I actually...
Cheers to her, too.
Yeah, I like your cheers. Because I think that's a really good segue into that moment. Because, Vicky brought her brother Billy and Billy's girlfriend Rhonda, and I just feel like she...
Help me, Rhonda.
She did the opposite of that, I feel like.
Yeah. Help me, Rhonda.
Hurt me, Rhonda. She brought... You know, her brother and the girlfriend?
Yeah, in-law, girlfriend. What do you,
anyway.
Yeah.
and just orchestrated this whole ridiculous thing. She got up, she goes, oh no, everyone, I have to go to the bathroom. And then left, and then, like, unleashed her people to attack these women, I feel like. And I just feel like she completely set Billy and Rhonda up to, like, stir the pot. And to really just be like... Make sure those girls know that they've hurt me and that they're in the wrong and all of this.
And tell Billy, tell Tamara, the girls, that you saw the papers. Mm-hmm. Tell them you saw the papers.
Yep.
I mean, obviously, we don't know if this will really happen, but come on.
And that Rhonda, Billy is Vicky's brother. So, like, there's blood, there's family, there's, I don't know what. You could try to justify it, but okay, whatever, it's family. But Rhonda, like, number one, who are you?
Right.
We've never seen you. Number two, even Shannon said she's only met her twice in her life. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, leads me to think that maybe she hasn't met the other women, you know, very much either.
Right.
And so, like, who is she to argue as if she knows these
people? She wanted to be on camera. And she wanted to, I don't know, kiss up to Vicky on some level.
Yeah,
but a little nod of advice to Vicky. I think if you're going to send your minions in, maybe cut them off alcohol-wise. Because Billy and Rhonda were both so wasted that they wouldn't have been able to state a case anyway. And they weren't the only ones. Shannon was slurring when Tamara came down after getting her hair and makeup done. She was probably drinking that champs on an empty tummy. Mm-hmm. But she was slurring her words like everyone has just had...
Too many
to be even having this discussion right now.
Yeah.
True.
And I think Billy likes to drink. We've seen that before on episodes, and they should have shut it down this time.
But really low of Vicky to bring them into this situation that is celebrating Tamara. It's like a very holy situation. Mm-hmm. And to unleash her BS onto this, like, scenario that really is not the place for it. Yeah. I just thought that was so tacky.
Yes, and cowardly.
Yes.
And it's just a total mean girl, I think.
Yeah. Like, first she had to leave. She was in too much of a hurry. Then she had to, like, sick her people on the women and turn it ugly and talk about Brooks and Brooks and Brooks and Brooks and cancer and Brooks and, like, all these things. And it was just, like, not the place.
I just think that there's, like, some chunk that we're not being told. I just think it's too odd after, like, the lunch that Vicky and Shannon had when clearly Shannon was not trying to make waves. She was really trying to just sort of figure it out and find common ground.
She was in the middle of it.
Yeah. And so to go from that to, like, now we're not talking to each other and why haven't you called me and all these things, it just, I feel like we're missing something. And I don't know what it was, but something else.
Yeah.
I believe that it can just be that ridiculous. Like, that it's just like, oh, you didn't call me. Well, you didn't call me back. Well, I emailed you. Well, but I texted you, but you didn't respond for 5 days. Like, right. I think it could very well
and you
just
know what?
Be that silly.
Shannon strikes me as the type of person who would probably demand an apology to move forward. So she probably took the lunch between her and Vicky as something of like, oh, I was attacked, regardless of, like, what it was. So in her mind, she's probably thinking, I can't move forward with Vicky until I get an apology. Like, I could see that as being a thing. And maybe Vicky's, like, not trying to do that, or
probably
something.
Probably thinks she didn't do anything
wrong.
Vicky
doesn't apologize.
Yeah, she doesn't apologize.
So I could see that sort of being, like, perhaps the scenario between the two.
Well, I guess she'll apologize if it's, like, a mutual apology.
Yeah.
And we're both apologizing.
As long as the other person still goes first.
Yeah. And we'll say it at the same time.
Same one, two, three,
go.
Yeah.
The thing that got me the most out of all this is how Vicky didn't want to be bothered even being involved. She was there. They walked right by Shannon when they were getting food. Like, it was so awkward. But yet, she's the one that came there with the agenda.
Yeah.
She's the one who orchestrated these people and had, like, you know, people do their work for her while she kept running off to the bathroom and stuff. So
no, truly, I know. And just made such a deal about it at the beginning to Tamara and just, oh, so grateful. This is so lovely. I'm so happy to be your friend. Meanwhile, I'm going to totally ruin your event and your party and your moment. Mm-hmm. That's how much I love you and how good of a friend you are to me. I'm going to mess this all up.
Mm-hmm. and Rhonda, trying to get some type of a soundbite out of this, said, well, she didn't ask to show you the papers when your husband was cheating.
Oh.
It's like, what?
It's the worst.
That was not a housewives level comeback.
No. She didn't ask you to see the records when you thought your husband was having an affair.
It's like, not even the same thing. Like, records of what? Like, well, like, what are you talking about?
I know.
Maybe that should be my jeers, actually. That was pretty bad.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad.
That was
like next level BS, right?
Yeah,
there.
It's like medical records are a thing. Cheating records are not. What, like receipts? And then how does that even prove anything?
I just need to say, I miss the days when Gina would come on in the reunions and the finales, and she would just stir that pot and make such a mess. I miss it. No, that's the Real Housewives.
Well,
Real Housewives.
Megan is coming on, and I'm sure she's going to be doing some of that on the finale.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, on the
she's
reunion.
She's not disappointed thus far.
I don't know, but, like, it's so sad for me. Gone are the days of Gina just being, like, F all of you.
We don't know. She might come back in the reunion. Yeah. I mean, Andy always has surprises up his sleeve.
And you know what?
Sometimes.
I have an additional note to make as well. I feel like this whole entire season, I've had some moments with Shannon where I've not been, you know, so favorable towards her or her actions. However, I feel like I totally feel differently about her on this finale episode because it's like everything has shifted. She truly was trying to help Vicky this whole entire time, and that was shown. Mm-hmm. And then like things are not, you know, Vicky just completely flipped in terms of her, you know, feelings towards Shannon, which doesn't make sense to me. And she's really become good friends with all the other ladies, and she really made a lot of sense on tonight's episode. She was like funner and just her thoughts were clearer. Everything made sense tonight. Mm. So I like it a lot better. That's me.
You want to like her.
I want to like her so bad. I truly do. And every time something weird would happen, I'd be like, oh man, not again. Now I have to talk about this in not a good way. But I'm so happy that now.
You tried your best all season to defend her.
Thank you. I tried. But truly, I feel like I've arrived
and
now
well.
At the finale. Yes, we're good now. All right. There we go.
I wonder if her and Shannon are talking. Are they
Shannon and
Megan?
No,
ooh, at this point,
they've
now?
Both said that they are not talking.
I don't
Shannon's
understand.
Mad about
now.
Shannon is mad about things that Megan has said in the interviews, and they are not speaking.
But we've moved past all that. That was like 10 episodes ago.
I know. No, but they've both said, yeah, even recently, that that's why they're not talking.
She's in therapy. Doesn't she know that?
None of them are talking to each other. That's what they do.
Yeah.
That's what they do. That's how they start up a new season, and then, getting them all back together.
The redemptions. How many times have you seen the redemption storyline on this show? Well, Jan walks right up to Vicky and says, thank you for being a great friend.
I liked that.
That was good.
I didn't have a problem with that call out.
That was good.
Not as good as have a good day. That Rhonda B. tells her to have a good day and turns around and calls her the B word, which I don't say.
I like the passive aggressive smile Shannon had on her face when she was saying that line.
Delivering it to Vicky?
Yes.
Yeah. And Vicky thought she, at first for a moment, she thought she was really being sincere and she was like, oh, yeah. Oh, like, wait,
she's
no.
Like, what?
That was great.
This is turning very quickly.
Yep.
Allison, you pointed out that Rhonda and her behavior outside, you said, oh, that was low class.
It was, wasn't it?
Expand, yes.
Well, I don't know. It just seemed... Just where did you come from and why are you participating in this conversation? Yeah, don't get involved. I just feel like, you know, Heather would never do that.
Mm-mm.
Or she would... Mm-mm. Only do it if she had valuable information, and her approach would be something of like, I'm only doing this because I want to help you and I'm not trying to hurt you, and let's take a sensible approach to all of this. And no, Rhonda was just clear, like,
Heather even
shot low. She shot low and she didn't even belong
low
there.
Blow.
Yeah.
Low blow.
So that's what I kind of remember.
Yeah. Heather even said she laid it down. She laid down that rule. She said, you do not talk about a girlfriend's personal business because it is uncool.
Yes.
That was the technical term for it. Uncool.
Okay, so maybe that's what I should have said. Uncool. Not
it was uncool. But I also agree. Yes. Very low class.
Okay.
Not good. No, it wasn't good.
It was not good.
Not good.
That was kind of the only place where I would have defended Vicky on tonight's episode, was the telling Rhonda and Billy about Shannon's affair. It's like, at this point, everybody knows. And this is one of those things where, like I would tell my mom stuff about my friends.
Yeah.
You know, things that, of course, you wouldn't tell anyone where it would actually get out. But, like, you tell your mom or your sister or whoever, like, you talk about your friends and they know who they are. Like, oh my god, you'll never guess what's going on with Shannon and David.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was a little bit like, well, should you tell anyone in the group and they live in Chicago or something, right? Like,
No, the telling, I think, I didn't think, whatever. She told. That's fine. It's just, Rhonda should have zipped it.
Yes.
You don't then pass that information in a conversation to someone that you've only met twice.
Yeah. Right. It's low class to use that as ammunition.
Right.
Yes.
So,
yes.
This is not your place for this information.
Right. Yes.
Stay in your lane.
No, see, and that's why I feel like it was orchestrated by Vicky. I feel like she fed this information
on purpose, like right in the limo as they're driving there. Hey, by the way, Shannon and David.
Yeah. So when I get up and go to the bathroom, go start all this and bring it all up and, like, you know, just really get on them really hard and, you know, do all this.
Make Shannon feel as bad as she made me feel that day.
Yeah.
Totally. Mm-hmm. We all good? Cool. Going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Get to work.
Yeah.
What was the line that Heather said last year? If everyone says you're dead.
Everyone says you're dead. It's time to lie down.
Thank you.
That was such a good line.
Kind of how I feel about Vicky. That's what with Brooks, with this limo scene, when Tamara comes in, we've already talked about it, but the PET CT scan, she's continuing to stand up and talk about and defend this guy.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I was hoping at that point she's just going to be like, okay.
I give up.
When do you give up? How long do you keep defending someone?
F it. I lied.
She even says straight out, she's like, I don't know. She's like, I don't know. Like, she can't even, she doesn't know the facts. So how can she really keep 100% standing behind her man?
Right.
I really hope some stuff is revealed during the reunion, because the way that they ended her on this episode was just like, that's it?
Yeah.
I know.
That's it? That's all we get?
We were strung along.
We kind of
totally.
Were. I mean, really, nothing. Yeah. Although you might have some info.
Well, and no wonder she's having a mental breakdown. Like, that is stressful. Like, how could you go on defending someone if you truly don't know? Or if you do know and it's a bad thing, like, just your whole everything would be bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's too much work to keep up a lie like
that. Way too much work. Like, what is this person doing that is so fantastic and wonderful and your life depends on it that you have to muck everything up and, like, be ruining your soul?
On the upside, Brianna is now going to come back and live with Vicky and
hopefully,
do therapy on her or something.
Well, they certainly could use it.
Hopefully.
Yeah, so let's take a look at kind of what's happening more along lines in the present day with the news and gossip.
Ooh, I want to know.
My favorite part.
I know, I'm like, what's happening?
Give it to us, Christy.
Well, we'll get to who Brooks is suing over all of this.
What?
Yes. But first, just a little update from last week. You remember that it was revealed that Heather knew about the affair long before the other ladies did, and someone kind of took her to task on Twitter and was like, it's terrible that you didn't tell Shannon about the affair. And Heather's response was, I couldn't prove it, and she wouldn't have believed me anyway.
That's true.
At the time, no.
That's true.
Fair.
You can't take fair. I think that's absolutely fair. Like Heather would be.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Touché.
She is.
And Brooks has apparently had, finally, enough of all this talk that his cancer is fake. He sent a cease and desist letter to Megan with a deadline saying, if you don't publicly apologize and state that what you're saying isn't true, you will be sued for defamation. Now, that deadline has come and gone.
He needs more money.
That's right. It was like last Wednesday or something. She says, I'm not going to apologize. She's just waiting around for the lawsuit to come because
there's nothing there.
It's going to happen anyway. Yeah. Right. Brooks, in the meantime, is saying that he's actually going to stop talking about all of this and has announced on his Twitter that he won't be talking about cancer or Megan or the lawsuit because he is under pending litigation. So he really wants Megan and Jim to think that he's going to sue Megan, but, remains to be seen whether that's actually happening or not.
Is that really defamation, though? Is that really a good example of defamation?
I mean, she was delivering, like, factoids that supported, a lot, so I don't know if it was...
Defamation has to be vicious. They have to prove that it's in vicious nature. And also that you knew that what you were saying isn't true.
Right.
It's part of defaming someone.
I don't know.
I don't think it qualifies.
I don't think it qualifies.
I think she's in the clear.
She believes what she's saying for sure.
Yeah.
So we'll keep you posted on that and see if Megan does indeed get sued. And in the meantime, a little Vicky Brianna update. Vicky, last week, remember she was saying, her mom was cool with Billy and there was some controversy. Brianna was saying grandma definitely was not cool with
Brooks.
With Brooks. I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. So Vicky said on Twitter, she kind of wants to put this to rest, and she said it is not true that her mother didn't like Brooks. She said, my mother just wanted me to be happy, and she wanted to accept whatever decision I made.
Well, that doesn't mean she endorsed the relationship.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So maybe Vicky's making it kind of gray. Yeah. It probably was gray in the first place.
I think yes.
Yeah.
Well, despite the comment made in tonight's episode, I was reading an article on BravoTV.com where Brianna says that Vicky's her best friend, and I think that's a great thing.
Because she's the bigger person.
Yeah. So all is forgiven. House of Gundelson.
Love her.
Yeah. They need to put her on the show more.
Full time.
All comes back to her. Tonight's episode all came back to her. Statements pretty much. Like, I think so anyway. So
I know she's becoming a storyline, and she's not even here to represent.
That's a good housewife. Like, if you're a storyline and you're not even there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go. That's true.
She's not even in the state.
She would be the first. Offspring.
In the family.
Right? Yeah.
And it could start a whole thing.
Whole franchise, right? Because no other... I like it.
It would make a lot of sense. But I just don't know if she would be game for it.
No, I don't
she
know.
She doesn't need it.
No. Yeah. It's not her bag, I don't think. Yeah. But hey, who knows?
Who knows?
It could be a money thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's predict about the reunion real quick.
Ooh.
I think it's going to be a lot of shit stirring.
I know.
Lots of shit stirring is going to be happening.
Absolutely. Well, it's going to be interesting.
Lots of cancer talk.
I liked Megan's hair. I thought it looked good.
It looks great. A little bit darker.
Yeah.
And we're finally going to get to see this Brooks sit down with Andy Cohen. My prediction is that we are going to get absolutely
nothing.
Answers from that.
I agree with you. I think it's just going to be spinning wheels.
But what will be really interesting is if the ladies see the interview, like if they play it for the ladies and then talk about that's going
to
work. Yeah.
That would be wise.
I predict that at the end of all this reunion, we are going to get at least some shade of light come through from Vicky, and we're going to get a glimpse at something. We have to get some payoff.
Yes, I agree with you.
That's true.
And
it's been a long season.
And if, I know.
It truly has.
If we keep getting these little stories along the way with the IV and all these things about the doctors. I'm sure more is going to happen in this reunion for sure. So I'm really curious to see what's going to be broken all these months later. So
with you.
Yes. Okay. Where can we find everyone on Twitter real quick?
Yes, I am Blake V. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
I'm Allison Dean. You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean.
Oh, and I would love it if you would please subscribe to my YouTube channel at Christy Reports, and please also check out ChristyReports.com.
And you guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants, and you can please support me on my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk, on iTunes and Stitcher for Android. That'll do it for us for the finale of The Real Housewives of Orange County. More reunion to come.
Woo!
See you next time!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.